From the WABE newsroom, there is a new sticking point in the proposed annexation of Emory University into the city of Atlanta. Where should kids in the annexed area go to school? Stephanie Stokes reports.
The way the city's legislation is written right now, the annexation would work like this. 700 acres, including Emory University, would become part of Atlanta. But the land wouldn't become part of Atlanta Public Schools. For State Representative Beth Beskin, whose district is in Atlanta, that's a problem.
If this area comes into Atlanta, yet is not zoned for APS, those people will be hybrid Atlantans.
Because unlike other Atlantans, these new residents wouldn't be paying taxes to APS. The city says it made the decision in response to property owners' requests to stay in the DeKalb County system. And in 1981, the Georgia Supreme Court ruled cities don't have to expand school boundaries when annexing land. Last year, DeKalb County schools had just 9 students who lived in the proposed annexation area. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
And a quick note of disclosure, the Atlanta Board of Education holds WABE's broadcast license.